This morning on WCHL, the latest on the UNC professor who was beaten to death just blocks away from campus.
Later in the evening, we were able to identify some suspects and actually charge them.
UNC Chancellor Carol Fold extends scholarships for life to all former student-athletes.
It's allowing us to build on what we've already been doing.
And UNC fundraising was up 9% last year despite a complete leadership change. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Grid High School Football Preview continues with a look today at the Orange Panthers. And
who got the worst deal in the Lance Stevenson signing with the Hornets?
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Refreshingly cool this morning. It feels different. Partly sunny. Isolated showers are possible this morning, but only a slight chance. The chance of rain is 20%. And tomorrow it'll be hot again with a high in the low 90s, high in the middle 90s on Sunday. A research professor at the Eshelman School of Pharmacy died at UNC hospitals yesterday morning from wounds suffered during a beating and robbery on Wednesday afternoon. Chapel Hill police found 59-year-old Feng Liu suffering from serious head wounds on West University Drive shortly after 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Chapel Hill Police Public Information Lieutenant Josh Misimore.
Officers got there and determined that he had been assaulted and robbed. He was taken to UNC ER for treatment, and at some point later in the evening, we were able to identify some suspects and actually charge them.
Police arrested Derek Davis, the second of Scott's Pine Crossing in Durham, and Troy Arrington Jr. of Johnson Street here in Chapel Hill. The two are being held at the Orange County Jail. Davis is being held under a $100,000 secured bond, and Arrington Jr. is being held under a $75,000 secured bond. Both men face felony murder and felony robbery and assault charges. Liu studied pharmaceutical science at Shenyang Pharmaceutical University in China and received his PhD at the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy. His research focused on gene and drug delivery. Here's a portion of the statement released by Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. The death of Professor Feng Liu is a result of a serious assault and robbery Wednesday afternoon and is a horrible tragedy and a loss for the Chapel Hill community. A safe and secure environment is fundamental to our quality of life in Chapel Hill, and as a community, we must not tolerate such senseless violence. The town and the university continue to partner on those matters impacting quality of life in Chapel Hill, public safety being chief among them. I offer my heartfelt condolences to Professor Liu's family, friends, members of the university community, and all who knew him. That is a statement released by Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. UNC Chancellor Carol Fold also released a statement, and it read in part, "This is a tremendous loss to Carolina, and I am heartbroken over this horrible tragedy. My thoughts and prayers are with Dr. Liu's family, colleagues, and friends during this difficult time." Dr. Liu spent nearly 10 years at Carolina and was dedicated to the success of his students. He conducted important research on gene and drug delivery in the School of Pharmacy. Most importantly, he was a loving husband and father who will be greatly missed. The university is cooperating fully with Chapel Hill Police in this investigation. I want to assure you that safety and security of students, faculty, staff, and visitors on Carolina's campus and in the surrounding community is my highest priority. That, again, a quote from the statement released by Chancellor Carol Folt. Counselors were made available to UNC students, faculty, and staff. You can read the complete comments from Mayor Kleinsmith and the chancellor on our website, chapelborough.com. After the news of the death of the UNC professor, many people on social media showed their concern that the incident occurred in the middle of the day in a residential area near campus. WCHL's Mary Yunt went to Franklin Street yesterday afternoon to gather reactions.
I'm David. I live and work in Chapel Hill. I find it pretty disconcerting, very sad obviously, but disconcerting that could happen in the middle of the afternoon so close to campus. So maybe they should up the police presence in the area or something of that sort.
Hey, I'm Nan. I live and work in Chapel Hill. I know that they were arrested, but I think it's incredibly sad that he died because I think things like that happen all the time and you don't really think anything's going to happen. You get Alert Carolina emails all the time and you don't really think anybody's going to die from them. So I think it's like really sad that this guy died.
My name is Jonathan Burns. I graduated from UNC 2012, but I live and work in Chapel Hill. and the news of this devastating event is very alarming. I see a lot of Alert Carolinas where there's a type of assaults and all types of stuff going on. Maybe they do need to up the police presence.
Hey, I'm Haley. I got the Alert Carolina email about the man who got beaten and ended up dying about a day ago. And I just wanted to express that that is horrible, and it makes me question the safety of Chapel Hill, a place where I live and work. And I will definitely take future precautions when walking at any time of the day or night.
Hi, I'm Mike. I live in Chapel Hill. I was shocked to hear what happened. Just awful tragedy, obviously. Nothing's going to make it better, but people need to feel safe too, obviously. But my main thoughts are with his family and friends. So just awful.
That is a good way to sum it up. Just awful. After the death of the UNC professor. Those are people on Franklin Street yesterday. WCHL's Mary Yount went out and talked with them, and that's what they had to say. Chancellor Carol Folt and UNC are offering scholarships for life to all student-athletes.
We're all thinking about improving the athletic experience. It's part of the national dialogue. What's exciting about this program for us is it's allowing us to build on what we've already been doing. We have this real thrust in improving our advising and improving all of our counseling. But also, we've always wanted to bring our athletes back, and quite a few have come back, but we really decided that it was time to make sure we could formalize it, make it easier, and ensure the funding so that we could increase the number of students that do come back.
Chancellor Folt announced a program titled Complete Carolina at Thursday's Board of Trustees meeting at the Carolina Inn. She said the timing of the announcement was critical so the reapplication process can begin for the upcoming semester. Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham said this solidifies UNC's commitment to providing everyone with an education.
Part of the national discussion is, what do we provide for students? We provide them an education, and that's what the collegiate model is. So we want to fulfill that obligation to all of our students.
Cunningham said Complete Carolina will be funded completely by the Rams Club. He added that UNC averages about a 90% graduation rate among student-athletes. In addition to providing financial support, the university will provide student-athletes who left the university in good academic standing with free room, board, and books. They will also be placed in a new enhanced advising program.
We added two additional advisors last year. Now we're trying to get all the students to meet with advisors in the College of Arts and Sciences each semester. And so we've already added some staff. If we need to add more as we move forward, then we will.
Cunningham said about 30 or 40 former athletes have already returned to complete their degrees in the past decade. Chancellor Folt said the university will be keeping an even closer eye on who takes advantage of this new program. UNC Faculty Council Chair Bruce Caron said the faculty is completely behind this initiative.
There's a commitment on the faculty's part to ensure that all of the students who have attended Carolina have the opportunity to complete their degree and be leaders in their community. So we're very excited about it.
He says regardless of the national conversation, this was something that was crucial for the university.
I think it's the right thing to do. It always starts with that. If that helps that ongoing conversation, then I think that's great. Carolina has always led. Clearly, we've had some challenges. We need to address those challenges, and I think that this is a major step forward.
For more information on Complete Carolina, you can find the story on our website, chapelboro.com. UNC was given its second highest fundraising total through gifts and grants in the fiscal year 2014, despite a complete change in leadership. Chancellor Carol Folt began her tenure as the 11th chancellor of the university. In her first year, she developed and hired her executive staff, completing the process with the hiring of Matthew Fajak as vice chancellor for finance and administration beginning this fall. The university received $297.5 million last year, which is a 9% increase from the previous year. Chancellor Folt says that speaks a great deal about the supporters of the university who continued giving through a time that was mired in the academic scandal.
When I look at those numbers, I think it tells me, first of all, that there's an amazing commitment to Carolina. To be raising at that level before you go into a campaign is unusual, and so that means people really care.
Commitments, which include pledges as well as gifts, also rose by 9% from $248.3 million to $310 million. The commitments helped create 5 endowed professorships in addition to 58 undergraduate scholarships and graduate fellowships. Board of Trustees Chair Lowry Caudill says the numbers speak for themselves.
Well, I think it's an absolutely fantastic thing. We had a transition in leadership last year, and so we had an interim vice chancellor, and then we hired David Ruth, or Chancellor hired David Ruth, And the fact that we were able to move through that year and exceed and have one of the highest fundraising years we've had in university history, that tells you something about the good things that are happening at Carolina and how people really think about Carolina.
To see the complete breakdown of last year's fundraising at Carolina, you can find the story on our website. Go to chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 7:16. It is time now for traffic and weather together. And before we get started with traffic, Ran, I know you were over there yesterday at the Carolina Inn for the UNC Board of Trustees meeting and that special announcement, and a lot of exciting news coming out of there.
There was some really good news for Carolina. I think that's where Carolina really needs to do more of right now, is try to push that positive word out. And I know that's been a goal for them, for the university, for a little while now. And I think that was a really good sign of being able to do that some more. A 9% increase in fundraising is superb news for the university. So more news like that is certainly going to help its case. And I think scholarships for life are something that, that's something that it's going to be a good thing for the university as well. It shows their support of these student athletes, regardless of why they're leaving. So it was a big day for Carolina yesterday.
Really scary and disheartening at the same time to think that just a few blocks away from where you were, a few hours later, we had that awful beating and death of the UNC professor near the campus.
Yeah, and I'm seeing some reports this morning too that apparently he, you know, we were kind of wondering yesterday, why was he there? Why was he in that place?
Yeah.
Some were kind of speculating that maybe he parked his car there because it is fairly close to the pharmacy school, just a few blocks away from that. If you think of I think it's the FedEx Global Health building.
Yeah.
It's just about two blocks west of that.
I immediately thought of the State Employees Credit Union. I thought he'd
just
been
south
there
of that. Exactly.
They had been watching him.
Yeah,
or something.
Just a few blocks south of that. So, but it turns out there's reports coming in that he apparently took walks during his breaks. And so that very well could be why he was out there. And, you know, it's just, you think of this community as a place where you can do that in the middle of the afternoon and not have any problems. It's just so sad and terrible.
Why would he not be able to do that in broad daylight in the middle of the day? Is beyond me.
If there's any silver lining in that story, it's that they were caught immediately.
Yeah.
And a very good job by the Chapel Hill Police Department and whoever made the 911 call and were aware of the situation. That's so important, that if you see something like that, you just be so aware of everything that's going on so that you can tell the dispatcher and they can do something like that to catch the suspects immediately and make sure that threat is taken away.
Somebody obviously saw it and reported it. So, changing the subject, totally different mood here. I hope this is good news about traffic this morning.
Yeah, we do have one little slowdown to let you know about. It's because of a lane closure. This is Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard heading northbound right around Homestead. So this is right out in front of the Orange United Methodist Church. Again, in the northbound direction, the right lane is closed, so there's cones out there. So be ready to merge into one lane. The right lane is closed, and it starts across from the Hess and goes up to the light in front of Orange United Methodist, so right at Homestead Road. Otherwise, 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing some patchy delays in both directions between Estes Drive and Garrett Road. The usual delays, that's through the I-40 interchange. NC-54 Raleigh Road heading eastbound right now between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing some minor to moderate delays as well. Again, just spotty, might be because of the stoplights. Be on the lookout there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and that's how we heard of the lane closure on MLK, a WCHL Road Warrior, so we're very appreciative of that.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a little while here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather now looks like this. Partly sunny, isolated showers possible this morning, 20% chance of rain. High today about 85 degrees. We're starting out at 69 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 68 in Carborough, also 68 this morning in Hillsboro. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with the lows in the upper 60s, and good weather for last Friday's the event in downtown Hillsboro coming up tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. And then on Sunday, we'll be in the middle 90s with with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. All in all, pretty good weather, but boy, it's going to be hot this weekend.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
721 at WCHL. The North Carolina Senate has approved a bill changing how counties impose sales taxes beyond what the state collects. We've been talking about this all week here on WCHL. The Senate voted yesterday to limit nearly all the state's 100 counties to a local sales and use tax of 2.5%, including large urban counties that are currently allowed to raise the sales tax to 2.75%. Consumers in more than 70 counties currently pay a combined state and local sales tax of 6.75%. Other counties have slightly higher rates. There are, of course, 100 counties in North Carolina. Lawmakers rejected an attempt that would have increased the sales tax limit by 2.75%. That bill, approved by the Senate, now goes to the House. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. We continue our weekly preseason high school football series with a hop over to Hillsborough to check in on the Orange Panthers. The Panthers tore through the competition a year ago. It's falling short of perfection at the final hurdle, but veteran head coach Pat Moser is back for another big run in 2014. WCHL's Matt Oakes had the chance to chat with the coach and has the story for us.
The Panthers were sitting at the doorstep of history in 2013, with only the Southern Durham Spartans standing in their way of an undefeated season. Head coach Pat Moser says he wishes his squad could have cleared the final hurdle, but losing to the eventual state champions featuring a quarterback who recently committed to play at Wake Forest is nothing to be ashamed of.
You know, for us to be 10-1 at the end of the season, we felt pretty good. Just a very talented and very good team in Southern Durham, and they proved that by going on and winning the whole thing. But, you know, as we were concerned, we had a lot of fun. It was a great year for Orange High School, and, you know, we're looking forward to this year.
The Orange skipper identified a bevy of teams to watch out for in 2014, including Bill Hall's Northwood team, defending champion Southern Durham, and an improving Chapel Hill squad. Coach Moser says playing in the ultra-competitive 3A Big 8 conference is a double-edged sword.
It is tough to play that kind of competition week in and week out, but you know, mainly because if you're not playing well for whatever reason one night, you can lose. But at the same time, you're playing that kind of competition. It prepares you for anybody you're going to play in the state.
The unquestioned leader of this Panther team is senior signal caller Garrett Clower. Coach Moser says Clower's garnering plenty of national attention at the college level and has been taking his own game to the next level in his preparations.
We've got a great quarterback that'll be a senior coming back this year, Garrett Clower, who is being recruited by everybody in the country. And he is a great student and a great leader. You know, I think he's kind of set the tone for our whole team in the all season. He's worked really hard. Our other kids have worked really hard. So, you know, we'll see. I think we're going to be okay.
If the man behind center wasn't enough to get Coach Moser excited for his offense, the guy in the backfield should put him over the top. Running back Tay Jones can flat out fly.
Of course, we've got a great running back with Tay Jones. He had 1,800 yards rushing last year. He is working right now in summer school to get eligible, so hopefully he will make the grade and be with us.
Pending, of course, a successful completion of summer coursework, Jones should be a terror for opposing defenses. But the true backbone to this Orange squad rests on the other side of the ball. The Panther defense is a sight to behold. In 2013, Orange pitched 4 shutouts and held opponents to single digits in an emphatic 8 games. To move the ball against Orange is to accomplish something special. Coach Moser says he always prioritizes the defense, putting the best athletes on that side of the ball.
We put the most emphasis that we can on defense, and we try to play the best defense that we can, and we 2 platoon. So we take our kids that can run and we'll hit, and that's who our defense is.
One of the great traditions at Orange is the awarding of 0 candy bars to the team after a full game shutout is achieved. And true to form, Coach Moser says his kids are hungry for more chocolate.
That's something that the kids like, and Van Smith has started that, and they'll definitely, they like getting a 0 bar if they can hold people to 0. So We'll do that as well as maybe add a couple more additions, hopefully.
The fearless Panthers, with their key offensive playmakers and always ruthless defense, should be in the hunt for another conference title this fall. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There is news this morning about a couple of former Carolina football coaches who are going to be featured prominently on television. Former Texas coach Mack Brown will serve as a studio analyst for college football games on ABC. Brown stepped down in December after 16 years with the Longhorns, winning the national title after the 2005 season. And Mack Brown will appear on College Football Countdown and offer pregame, halftime, and postgame commentary for the games on ABC, including Saturday Night Football. He will work with host John Saunders and former Florida State quarterback Danny Cannell. ESPN also said Thursday that former Miami and North Carolina head coach Butch Davis will serve as an analyst for ESPN2's studio coverage on Saturdays. Butch Davis was fired by the Tar Heels in 2011 during the NCAA investigation. He led the Hurricanes back to national prominence while coaching them from 1995 through 2000. In between, there was a mostly unsuccessful NFL stint with the Cleveland Browns. Of course, he coached here at Carolina with that abbreviated career here. And since then has been serving in a capacity with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but says he's not a coach. But at any rate, he will be appearing on ESPN2 this coming football season. 727 at WCHL.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who got the worst deal in the Lance Stephenson signing with the Hornets? This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. People in the NBA, especially from Indiana to Charlotte, are scratching their heads over the Lance Stephenson signing by the Hornets. Like the old Michael Jordan commercial said, it must be the shoes. Jordan apparently wooed and approved taking the enigmatic Stephenson, who infamously blew in LeBron James's ear during the recent NBA playoffs, after fighting with a teammate before an earlier game and having other so-called bad Lance moments. Talented but troubled is how they have labeled Stephenson, who gave the Pacers every indication he would stay with them after receiving a 5-year offer for $44 million, which is $8.8 million per season, apparently all guaranteed. In contrast, the Hornets signed Stephenson for $9 million per season for 3 years, but the third year is at the team's option. With more bad Lance moments, he could be done in Charlotte after 2 years. Makes no sense, which is why the Pacers and their president Larry Bird are so baffled and PO'd. After playing in only 54 games his first 2 seasons since leaving the University of Cincinnati, Stephenson became a starter for the Pacers and in 2014 led the NBA in triple-doubles while averaging 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 4.5 assists. Those are pretty good numbers for a guy making only $870,000. Why Stephenson called himself a great player and then tested free agency. When all the dust had settled, Indiana still had made the best offer in terms of longevity. But Stephenson signed with Charlotte. Does he know something we all don't, like his act was wearing thin on the Pacers' ownership, teammates, and fans? If so, how long will it take for those bad Lance moments to show up in the Queen City, where he will play alongside point guard Kemba Walker, apparently supplanting Gerald Henderson on the depth chart? Henderson, the Dookie, most locally famous for dropping his elbow on Tarla Hansbrough in 2007, has had 5 solid seasons in the NBA, his numbers improving each year until a slight dip in 2014. So does Henderson become trade bait with 3 6-5 plays at shooting guard, including rookie first-round draft pick P.J. Hairston? Or maybe Jordan and coach Steve Clifford need to keep all three, because Stephenson and Hairston have both had enough bad moments to worry any ownership. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and we look for a high today of about 85 or 86. Partly sunny today. There's a slight chance of an isolated shower this morning. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s again. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, clear, low 70s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny and a really hot day with a high in the middle 90s. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms to cool things off a little bit on Sunday. So, all in all, a warm weekend.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nahn. President Obama today considers the Central American immigrant crisis, conferring with leaders of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. CBS's Peter Mayer.
President Obama will urge the Central American leaders to increase warnings about the dangers of illegal travel to the U.S. Speaking through a translator, Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez pointed to huge challenges caused by the narco violence, the U.S. demand for drugs, and a lack of opportunity.
This is simply overwhelmed us.
Central American leaders insist the illegal migration is declining, but it could take up to 10 years to fully deal with the causes of the crisis.
The U.S. is considering to let some young people from crime-ridden Honduras come here legally as refugees. Why Honduras?
It's certainly the most dangerous country in the world in terms of civilian violence.
Josiah Hyman, an expert on Central America and border issues, says that Honduras is largely controlled by criminal gangs.
They recruit young people. They assault women.
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nahn.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. A warm day on the way. High today about 85. Feels good this morning. A research professor at the Eshelman School of Pharmacy died at UNC hospitals yesterday morning from wounds suffered during a beating and robbery in the middle of the day on Wednesday. Chapel Hill police found 59-year-old Feng Liu suffering from serious head wounds on West University Drive shortly after 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Chapel Hill Police Public Information Lieutenant Josh Misimore.
Officers got there and determined that he had been assaulted and robbed. He was taken to UNCER for treatment, and at some point later in the evening, we were able to identify some suspects and actually charge them.
Police arrested Derek Davis II of Scotts Pine Crossing in Durham and Troy Arrington Jr. of Johnson Street in Chapel Hill. The two are being held at the Orange County Jail. Davis is being held under a $100,000 secured bond. Arrington Jr. is being held under a $75,000 secured bond. Both men face felony murder and felony robbery and assault charges. Liu studied pharmaceutical science at Shenyang Pharmaceutical University in China and got his PhD at the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy. His research focused on gene and drug delivery. Here's a portion of the statement released by Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. The death of Professor Feng Liu is a result of a serious assault and robbery Wednesday afternoon, a horrible tragedy and a loss for the Chapel Hill community. A safe and secure environment is fundamental to our quality of life in Chapel Hill, and as a community, we must not tolerate such senseless violence. The town and the university continue to partner on those matters, impacting quality of life in Chapel Hill, public safety being chief among them. I offer my heartfelt condolences to Professor Liu's family, friends, members of the university community, and all who knew him. Again, that's from a statement released by Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt also released a statement. It read, in part, "This is a tremendous loss to Carolina, and I'm heartbroken over this horrible tragedy. My thoughts and prayers are with Dr. Liu's family, colleagues, and friends during this difficult time." Dr. Liu spent nearly 10 years at Carolina and was dedicated to the success of his students. He conducted important research on gene and drug delivery in the UNC School of Pharmacy. Most importantly, he was a loving husband and father who will be greatly missed. The university is cooperating fully with Chapel Hill Police in this investigation. I want to assure you that safety and security of students, faculty, staff, and visitors on Carolina's campus and in the surrounding community is my biggest priority. Again, that is from a statement released by UNC Chancellor Carol Folt. Counselors were made available to UNC students, faculty, and staff. You can read the complete comments from Mayor Mark Kleinsmith and Chancellor Carol Folt on our website, chapelborough.com. After the news of the death of the professor, many people on social media showed their immediate concern that the incident occurred in the middle of the day in a residential area. WCHL's Mary Yunt went out to Franklin Street yesterday afternoon to gather more reactions.
I'm David. I live and work in Chapel Hill. I find it pretty disconcerting, very sad, obviously, but disconcerting that could happen in the middle of the afternoon so close to campus. So maybe they should up the police presence in the area or something of that sort.
Hey, I'm Nan. I live and work in Chapel Hill. I know that they were arrested, but I think it's incredibly sad that he died because I think things like that happen all the time and you don't really think anything's going to happen. You get Alert Carolina emails all the time, and you don't really think anybody's going to die from them. So I think it's, like, really sad that this guy died.
My name is Jonathan Burns. I graduated from UNC 2012, but I live and work in Chapel Hill. And the news of this devastating event is very alarming. I see a lot of Alert Carolinas where there's a type of assaults and all types of stuff going on. Maybe they do need to up the police presence.
Hey, I'm Haley. I got the Alert Carolina email about the man who got beaten and ended up dying about a day ago. And I just wanted to express that that is horrible, and it makes me question the safety of Chapel Hill, a place where I live and work. And I will definitely take future precautions when walking at any time of the day or night.
Hi, I'm Mike. I live in Chapel Hill. I was shocked to hear what happened. Just awful. A tragedy, obviously. Nothing's going to make it better, but people need to feel safe, too, obviously. But my main thoughts are with his family and friends. So, just awful.
Lux at Central Park, a brand new apartment complex for UNC students, has terminated 25 leases and notified even more students that their living spaces will not be ready before the fall semester. The complex sent out an email to all potential residents on June 27th that numerous buildings were not going to be finished by the August 17th move-in date, and they had the options of terminating their leases or living in hotels. A later email was sent to select students, breaking the news that their leases have been terminated and they would have to find new living accommodations for the school year. Despite tireless efforts put forth by the contractors in Chapel Hill, areas of our building will not be completed in the manner that holds true to expectation. And that's a quote from the email, and it went on to say, "This means that at this time we're forced to release some of our incoming residents from their lease obligations." According to an article written in the Daily Tar Heel, the vice president of Trinitas, Lux's developer, said he believes students who still have leases can move into Lux later this year, and they do not plan to terminate any more housing contracts. Millions of dollars in health insurance rebates will be coming to consumers in South Carolina and North Carolina from companies the government says spent too much of premium dollars on profits and red tape last year. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released data on Thursday showing that more than 205,000 consumers in South Carolina will get more than $13 million in rebates. That's an average refund of $92 per family. In North Carolina, checks totaling more than $8 million in refunds will be going out in the coming weeks. More than 182,000 consumers will be benefiting, and the refund amounts to about $77 per family. Nationally, nearly 7 million consumers nationwide will receive about $330 million in funds. The refund nationally will average about $80 per family. WCHL News Time, 7:38. I'm Ron Stutz, and it is Friday, thank goodness. And Rand Northam joins me now in the studio.
Yeah, you know, there was something in the stars or something yesterday. I know terrible things happen really every day, depending on where you are. But, you know, of course, we had the terrible announcement, I guess. The beating and murder actually took place the day before yesterday, but yeah. That here locally. I've got to give a shout-out of support, though, to my hometown area. As some people have heard, a tornado actually went through it yesterday. So this was just south of my hometown.
Which is?
My hometown is Machapongo.
Mm-hmm. In Virginia.
In Virginia, yeah. And it's across the Chesapeake Bay. It's between the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. And it's known as the Eastern Shore of Virginia. That peninsula, there's the Eastern Shore of Maryland and the Delmarva Peninsula. Yeah. Well, we are at the southernmost tip of the Delmarva Peninsula, the part of it, if you will.
And tell me the name of that place again.
My hometown is Machapongo.
Machapongo. I never heard of that until I got to know you.
Yeah, the area that was hit was actually Cheriton, which is a very small town, and the tornado went through a campground.
Wow.
It was just horrible, and many of these people were not from the Eastern Shore, actually. Mm-hmm. But it did kill two people, and actually a tree went down on their tent, and their son actually made it through, but he's in critical condition. Right now. And many people were displaced from their campers, from their tents at the Cherrystone Park. And they say it actually, they think, started as a waterspout and then made it onto land and continued as a tornado. Just a remarkable event because that kind of thing doesn't happen there usually. You know, I, as long as I've been alive, I do not know of a tornado that's hit the Eastern Shore. And of course, it hit a very, very densely populated area because it was a campground and because of the time of the year. So everybody trying to kind of regroup there, and luckily all my family and friends are safe, but just, you know, it makes you think of all the things that can happen, and it can just pop up at any time.
I've seen this movie advertised on TV that's coming out soon. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly when it starts, but it's called Into the Storm or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
It talks about how there have been so many weather disasters, mm-hmm. and it's getting worse and worse all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in past years, I might have thought, oh, that's really sensationalized, and, you know, this kind of thing couldn't happen.
Right.
But, you know, it's seeing this in a movie, it looks pretty graphic.
I'm sure the movie will be sensationalized.
I'm sure it will. But it's not really all that far out of the realm of possibility the way things are going.
Sure, that's right.
I mean, there's some really weird stuff that's happening with our weather. Yeah,
definitely. Now, the other thing we heard on CBS News this morning, actually just at the top of this hour, is that the Ohio State Marching Band director has been fired. Now, if you remember from last year, the Ohio State Marching Band made YouTube sensation because of the formations that it was making. They were, you know, doing a bunch of different songs, and every week it seemed they were doing a different formation. I remember one that really stands out was the Michigan Ohio State ships mm-hmm. that battled each other, and of course the Michigan ship ended up sinking, mm-hmm. and the flag went down with it, and Ohio mm-hmm. State won that battle.
Why was this person fired?
It was for sexual misconduct, or allowing sexual misconduct, I guess it was. But he was arguing that it was part of the culture of the marching band, and they even announced, one of the things that was questioned was that some of the band members were told to only wear their underwear, or if that even, they maybe at a late night practice, something like that. So allowing too much sexual misconduct on his band was why that was. So he was there for 2 years, and he made some remarkable and wonderful changes as far as just the sheer greatness that the band was able to play with. And it sounded great. It looked great. But he has been fired, so
that's
you might not see those formations coming up this year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, only wear your underwear when you come to work next week, okay?
I will keep the shirt and tie on. How about that?
Just don't come in here. Well, what's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, of course, Tomato Day was just about 2 weeks away, or 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And we've got a great photo gallery up of that, mm-hmm. Tomato Day in Carrboro. Of course, that's a great event that people look forward to every year. It's tomato season, all kinds of different tomatoes, and we've got all kinds of different photos from Carrboro's Tomato Day.
That's great. I love tomatoes.
Yeah, and also we've got our calendar page, of course, that has all kinds of great events locally here in Chapelboro that you want to check out. Just a tease of what's available out there, because we can't even fit all of it on our calendar page. But we hope you'll check it out and find something great to do during the week or on the weekend. Of course, the weekend right around the corner for us.
Yeah.
And that's all on chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that. Of course, you can find everything from yesterday's events, both the murder as well as the announcement of Complete Carolina. Lots going on at UNC yesterday, so you can find all those news and sports stories on our website as well, chapelboro.com.
This week has lasted a month.
No that question. It has. I agree.
744 at WCHL, Raleigh Mann talks about funding for education and how it affects the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System. That is up next.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jean Sutterth, Cedars member since 2005. Here's what Jean had to say.
My husband, Tom Sutterth, former state senator, passed away in 2010. He is the reason we came here. But let me tell you why I love living at the Cedars. The location is priceless. We are right in the middle of everything. Grocery stores, the Metamont community. The security and transportation are incredible. The grounds are breathtaking. The food is delicious. I am a vegetarian. And they even customize my pizza. The perks offered on campus are endless. Workout room, pool, hair salon, newspapers, movies, concerts, and so much more. My beloved Tom brought me to the right place.
Thanks, Jean. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers.
period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Tradition never graduates.
Cardinals bring the house and down he goes.
All out.
Loses the handoff and Carolina picks up the fumble.
Every game. All season long.
What way can the Tar Heels score today?
Catch all of the action right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty. And you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
We have all our qualifiers for the tickets to the Kenny G concert at Durham Performing Arts Center on December 7th for an evening of holiday hits. It'll be his first time at Deepak since the show was sold out in 2011. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock and can be purchased at deepaknc.com. But if you've been listening this week and if you're one of our qualifiers, we'll be drawing the winner shortly after 8:30 this morning on WCHL, and let you know who wins that grand prize, which is four tickets to the show, plus a $40 diner gift card from 604 West Village in downtown Durham. Kenny G coming to Deepak December 7th, and somebody's going to be there for absolutely free for some holiday hits. All right, good luck for that. If you're one of our qualifiers, be listening next hour and find out if you are a winner.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Before Betsy and I moved from Florida to Chapel Hill 38 years ago, we studied several potential destinations. Where would be the best place for us to raise our three daughters? We wanted to live in a community that offered good public schools and access to the arts. Chapel Hill seemed like the perfect fit, and it was. They enrolled in Sewell Elementary School, then on to Phillips Middle, then Chapel Hill High School, all excellent schools where their teachers were wonderfully engaged, caring, and inspiring. Back in the 70s, people in public office tended to support excellence in public education. That's changed, of course, as Republicans have worked hard to undermine public education in every way they can, both here in Chapel Hill and across the nation. When our nation was just getting started, John Adams insisted that people take responsibility for what he called the education of a whole people and be willing to pay for it. When people came to America from other countries for a better life, we all valued public education as a great way to educate them into productive citizens and create unity out of diversity. These are worthy goals at any time. Don't they still apply today? So why are other nations educating their people better than we are? Why are our elected officials bent on widening that gap? Why are they working so hard to create alternatives for the privileged while destroying the opportunities for the rest of us? Why do they devalue our best teachers? Why are the Chapel Hill Carrboro schools, once the standard bearer for public education in an enlightened state, now in the position of having to choose what to cut from their budget? We know who got us into this mess. Their priorities are wrong. Their systematic destruction of public education weakens an entire nation. And their misguided campaign now has come home to the once excellent schools of Chapel Hill and Carrboro. So what are we going to do about it? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with eight juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Well, good morning. It is 7:51 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing the same delays, usual delays this morning at 15501 northbound and southbound. Spotty delays between Raleigh Road and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. So a good stretch of slowdowns there. You might see them mainly around the stoplights, but look out for those brake lights for sure. MLK northbound, remember, one lane closed right now from about the Hess. Just south of Homestead, heading up to Homestead. We've got the right lane closed. Cones are out, so be on the lookout there and use caution. Get over to the left lane as you approach the Orange United Methodist Church. Otherwise, things moving smoothly with no accidents or additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. But please, as always, we ask you to do that safely.
Need a little pick-me-up this morning? Just remember that Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, isolated showers possible this morning. 20% chance, not so bad. High today about 85 degrees. Going to be a nice day, actually. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. Sunday even warmer with a high in the middle 90s. Wayne, I'm worried about your head. Keep it covered, buddy, because there's going to be lots of sunshine this weekend. 7:52 at WCHL. Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now. We've got a pool and a pond. Pond would be good for you.
Oh, he's talking about all of his Facebook baloney there, ladies and gentlemen.
Little Caddyshack reference for you.
Hey, I love it when Ron Stutt says, we're going to have a good day, I'll tell you. That means a lot. The prophet, seer, and revelator of Chapel Hill has blessed us, and we can all move ahead, right?
The revelator, I love it.
Yeah, let's not forget prophet and seer. Hey, listen, speaking of fancy words,
yeah,
Ron, I got a dandy for you this morning. Let's go all European. I believe it's basically French here. Yeah. The word of the day is impuissant, impuissant. I'm positive that I'm not pronouncing that correctly, and Lord help me if it actually had to be, you know, with the proper French flourishes. I am P-U-I-S-S-A-N-T. I am P-U-I-S-S-A-N-T. And according to the wordsmith, you know, us regular folks pronounce this impuissant. You have any idea what we're talking about here?
No.
On my man?
Not a clue. Not in any language.
Well, let's just hang up and leave everybody in suspense. It means weak or powerless. A big word. And, oh, it's got a dark edge to it there, doesn't it? Weak or powerless.
Yeah.
Impuissant. I will let it go at that and just say that I tried to end the week here on a note of high linguistic sophistication, utterly failed.
Yeah.
Goodbye and good luck. Talk to you on Monday.
Okay, Wayne.
Hey, Ron, stay away from Facebook. It's a dangerous habit.
Hey, have a good day, buddy.
Bye-bye.
I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me. All right. That is the word of the day from Wayne Pond, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? I don't know. Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:55.
97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And look who just walked in. It's Kristen Heemstra.
Well, Ron, how are you? So glad to be here.
Just fantastic. Glad to see you. For the folks who might not know, if you've been hiding under a rock for a couple of years, Kristen Heemstra is a host of The Art of Potential on WCHL. That's on the weekend, Saturdays and Sundays at 2 o'clock.
Yes, it is. And it is an awesome show. course, I have that opinion about the show, but it really is. And this week's show in particular is going to be super fun. I'm talking to Chris Rosati, and Chris is a man who has turned his life in an interesting direction. He has ALS, and so he has a shortened time span for his life, and he's decided to just make the most of it. And he started out wanting to go hijack a Krispy Kreme donut truck and hand out donuts and make people happy. And and I mean, what a story. But he's going to come talk to us about his journey, and I'm really excited to hear about what it's like to live fearlessly, because that's what he's been doing.
Fantastic. Well, again, that's Saturday and Sunday.
At 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock each day.
Yes.
Right here on WCHL. It's called The Art of Potential.
The Art of Potential Show.
With the one and only Kristen Heemstra.
That's right.
I understand you have a really funny joke for us.
Well, you know, Ron, I don't know about that. It's in the ear of the beholder. Well, you'll determine how funny it is. I think it's a good one. All right, so here it is.
But it's a joke.
It's a joke. So there you go. And it's one you can repeat to all of your friends, which is even more important. There was a little boy named Johnny who used to hang out at the local corner market. Mm-hmm. The owner didn't know what Johnny's problem was, but the boys would constantly tease him. They would always comment that he was two pickles shy of a load. I think we better start that one again.
His elevator didn't go all the way to the top? Is that what they're saying?
They said he was too brick shy of a load and too pickle short of a barrel.
That makes more
There's
sense.
There's your joke right there, right?
Really?
To prove it, sometimes they would offer Johnny his choice between a nickel, 5 cents, and a dime, 10 cents, and Johnny would always take the nickel.
Uh-huh.
They said because it was bigger. One day after John grabbed the nickel, the store owner took him aside and said, "Johnny, those boys are making fun of you. They think you don't know the difference between a dime's worth and a nickel's worth. Are you grabbing the nickel because it's bigger or what?" Slowly, Johnny turned to the store owner with a big grin on his face, and he said, "Well, if I took the dime, they'd stop doing it now, wouldn't they? And so far, I've saved $20.
So, that's good.
Johnny knows what he's doing.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is celebrating your freedom to save with the July fireworks event. Listen to what Jackie had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
"I recently took my car in for routine service. Patricia took care of me. We discussed which services I wanted, and I sat in the lounge to wait on my car. My car is out of warranty, and I could go anywhere, but I choose to go to Performance."
During our July fireworks event, you can purchase a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW X1 for $399 per month. Wow!
Stock number LB3940. Price plus tax, tag, and $540. Admin fee based on MSRP of $37,395 and selling price of $29,519, with $5,000 due at signing over 72 months at 2.9% APR. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Picture for illustrative purposes only. Take delivery by 31 July 2014.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan of up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2014 Center of Excellence and volume leader. Wow! Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Actually feels pretty good this morning. Partly sunny today. A slight chance of an isolated shower. Even this morning, we might get a little rain. Our high today, about 85 degrees. All in all, a nice day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68 again. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. Sunday, partly sunny, 20% chance of rain in the afternoon. The usual showers and thunder showers. And the high in the middle 90s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Immigration plan and meeting.
President Obama will tell the Central American leaders to step up their warning.
New ceasefire push in Gaza.
Enough women, enough children. They have suffered quite enough.
Investigators arrive in Ukraine.
An empty crash site awaits them, and it stretches for miles.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Obama administration's considering a plan that would give some Central American children refugee status in this country. This new possible option would affect Honduran children and would involve screening in their own country. It's expected to be on the table at a key White House meeting today.
President Obama and the Central American leaders will discuss the growing concerns about the border crisis. Spokesman Josh Earnest said Mr. Obama will tell his guests,
kids shouldn't make that journey, and we want the presidents, the leaders of those countries, to make that clear to their population.
The leaders insist that word is out, but speaking through a translator, Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez said root causes matter.
Drug trafficking generates violence. That, of course, leads to immigration.
Any quick U.S. solution appears unlikely. Congress is stalemated on the border issues. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Despite warnings they'll be sent home, many Central American young people keep trying. Researcher Elizabeth Kennedy is studying the crisis. She spoke with CBS's Manuel Bohorquez in San Salvador.
It's very common for children here to have already seen a murder. It's common for children to have already lost a family member.
Of how many of the children that you interview who are sent back have plans to try the journey again?
Over half. Until